I'm Allison Jacobson, a transformational coach for women in midlife who are ready to rediscover who they were before they took on the roles of mom, partner, caregiver, and manager of everyone in the family. Women who are ready to live out their dreams but don't know or are afraid to take those first steps. I want to help you make midlife the time when you achieve all of your goals. So let's get started. I wanted to talk today about being a people pleaser. And so many of us are people pleasers. It's just, it actually comes with the territory of being a woman. I mean, we started young, way young in school, being told don't talk too much and color in the lines and all of that. Whereas boys were allowed to be a little bit more rambunctious, we were taught to be sweet and nice and people pleasers. And this carries over into every aspect of our life, from being a mother to a wife to a caregiver for our aging parents or our spouse's aging parents, a friend, an employee, a boss, all of it. And it ends up leaving us stressed, resentful, angry, overwhelmed when we are trying to please everybody and we get left behind in the dust. And we are kind of considered just like second to everybody, if not third or fourth. I mean, literally, how many of you guys will take your dog to the vet and do something for your dog before you'll do something for yourself? And so we need to look at this because we're not doing ourselves any favors by feeling this way of being resentful when we do things for people. If we have people in our lives that we love, we want to do things and feel that we want to give. We want it to be from a place of joy and just love. But when it gets to be something we have to do, that's when the dynamics of the relationship change. And that's when we start getting into problems. And like I said, this is in every aspect of our life. Think about it from your job. Whether you are an entrepreneur, whether you work for somebody, how many times do you find your boss coming to you or your colleague coming to you saying, hey, can you take this on? Can you help me out? I've got something else to do. And of course you're like, sure, no problem. Or how often do you have a client, you've got a contract in place, and that client asks you for one more thing. And one more thing. And because you don't want to piss off the client and you want to show you're doing a good job, what do? You take on more and more and more till the equation isn't equal anymore. You are essentially being just walked over. And this happens with our kids as well. Your kids know. Most likely, I am sure many of you complain about them cleaning their rooms or complain about them not doing something around the house or complain about bad grades. And there's always a threat that comes with that. You're either going to take away their phone or take away privileges or whatever. But then what happens after 2 days or even one day? Everything goes back to normal. Your kids know that. Your kids know that if they just wait you out, there's not going to be a consequence. And so what does that tell them? That tells them that they can get away with anything. And there's a lot of reasons why we do this. We may be divorced parents, or we may be constantly working and feel like, oh my gosh, I'm guilty. I feel like a guilty mom. I want to give my kids as much as I can. But you know what? That doesn't work in the long run. It ends up having them use you. They're not learning any skills on their own. They're not learning about disappointment. You're not helping them out when you do everything for them. Please hear that again. You are not helping your kids when you do everything for them. They need to learn on their own. I can't tell you, my daughter, Kelsey, it was her freshman year in college.
She came home and she's like, Mom, I am so grateful for everything you taught me. I can't tell you how many kids were at school and didn't know how to do their own laundry. Or they called their mother for every little thing. And she's like, dude, learn how to make decisions. You need to set your kids up for success. Same thing with your husband. Same thing with your partner, whoever that is. Husbands have a very interesting little game they play. You may ask your husband to go to the grocery store and buy things. How often will they come back with something different or said they just can't do it? Because what happens? They know you'll swoop in and take care of it. So all of a sudden, they're off the hook. We have got to hold people in our lives accountable. We have to put up boundaries and keep them accountable. And now here, this is the lesson I'm going to tell you. It's not easy. It is not easy. But when your husband comes home from the grocery store with the wrong things, and he thinks you're going to let him off the hook, Nope. You have one of two choices. You either send him back to the grocery store, because yes, you can return things. You send him back to the grocery store, or you do another list the next time. Do not let them off the hook. Same thing happens when you're a boss or even you've got people working for you on staff. How often do you find yourself saying, oh, it's just easier for me to do it than to explain it to somebody else? You're right. Half the time it is much easier for you to do something yourself than teach somebody else how to do it. But what ends up happening? It falls on you again. More for you. So take that time. My son has intellectual disabilities and he has been helping me shovel the driveway when there's snow, because I live in Connecticut, shovel the driveway for years. And when he first started shoveling the driveway, it was hilarious, because my husband, who is disabled, would watch him and he would get so angry because he wouldn't go in straight lines. Like, he'd literally meander, and it was so funny. Like, there'd just be like these, you know, kind of moves like this, but eventually it got done. I didn't care how it got done. I was not about to go out there and keep putting on my boots and keep saying do straight lines. Who cares? It got done. And you know what? He now knows how to do it himself. He now knows how to mow the lawn. He now knows how to pump gas. He now knows how to make his own dinner and his own breakfast. I don't do these things for him. Quite frankly, I don't have time, but more so, I need him to be independent and self-sufficient. It took a while for me to teach him. It took numerous times for me to teach him how to do something. And I sometimes still have to, but I'm not about to do it for him. Hold people in your life accountable. Allow them to rise to the occasion. Same thing happens with older people in your life that you are a caregiver for, okay? Now look, I am not saying you're gonna give up being a caregiver, but what I am saying is that you also need to have boundaries. So, perfect example, somebody that I know, a client I work with, she cares for her mother. Her mother is constantly calling her in the middle of the day at work to ask questions that aren't necessary, like the most random, bizarre questions. But she keeps taking the calls. So, of course her mother keeps calling because she's taking the calls. And what's that ending up happening? She's just getting more resentful and more angry and more stressed because it's taking more time off her day. So we're working on boundaries. In those situations, you say once to your mom, Mom, I would be more than happy to help you at 6 o'clock tonight. You set up those boundaries. You stay within those boundaries. This is not being selfish. Okay. This is about creating a life that you want to live on your terms. This is not walking away from people in your life, but it's holding them accountable. They need to be accountable for what's going on in their lives. You are not going to enable them any longer to come to you. Same thing with a client, okay? Same thing with a boss. You be very clear and write down all your responsibilities or everything you agreed to with that client. And if things start coming up, now listen, if it's giving 10% more, I am all for over-delivering for a client, right? I love it. I love nothing more than a client walking away saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much Allison gives away for free. I love that. But then it gets, there's that time when it gets to be abusive and it gets to be too much. As I say, I always work with my clients. I love to. But if I'm getting 5 or 6 texts every day from a client, that's too much. And so I very kindly talk about the parameters of hours and when I'm available. So there is that fine line between, you know, just showcasing how fabulous you are, but then having it abused. So think about those areas right now where you feel most resentful and most stressed out. Who is it with? It could be with a bunch of people. I mean, it could literally be, and I this is something I'm dealing with right now in my life. I travel a lot. I stopped during COVID. I was always around, always making dinners, but now that it's opening up again, I'm doing a lot more traveling again. And my husband, because he has multiple sclerosis, he's in a power chair, it's very difficult for him to make dinner. But something needs to be done. Now, right now, my mom, who lives with us, is more than happy to make dinner for him, is more than happy to make dinner for my son. But what's gonna happen? Someday, she's not gonna be around. And if they don't know how to do it for themselves, it's gonna be a problem if I'm traveling, because I still intend to do my speaking engagements. I still intend to do retreats. So they need to know how to do it. So what does that mean right now? Well, my son has intellectual disabilities, but he certainly has the physical ability to put food on the plate, to chop it, to prepare it. My husband can give him directions. So they are gonna be working together from now on to get meals done. So maybe it's my son heating up a plate of food in the microwave and reheating it with my husband giving him instructions from the other side of the kitchen island. But they are gonna be a team helping each other so that I can step out of that role. Because I can't have the stress when I'm on the road thinking what's gonna happen. So that's one of the problem solving, but it is a win-win. And that's what I want you to hear about this. You stepping back, you not doing everything and being that people pleaser is actually a gift that you are giving to people in your life to become more self-sufficient and empowered, okay? Doing everything for your kids doesn't help. They need to learn how to live on their own. That's your job as a mom. Your job as a mom is to make sure that they are well prepared to go off into the world, into the working world, okay? We do not want failure to launch. We don't want our 30-year-old still living with us, right? So we need to make sure we have prepared them. By you doing everything for your kids, you're not preparing them. By you not holding them accountable when something is not done, is not helping them. Because guess what? When they get a job, they are gonna be held accountable. So they better learn now what that means. So if your kids are used to you making dinner every night, and one night you say you're not gonna make dinner, don't make dinner. I had another client. She was so frustrated because she asked her husband, she has little kids, she asked her husband just one night to set the table and have everything done. And she had the meal prepared. It was ready to go, but she had to get on a call. She was gonna deal with the kids and bathing them. She just wanted him to set the table. What happens? Comes out, table's not set. What does she do? She sets the table. So what is that telling her husband? Her husband's like, I don't have to do anything. It's gonna get done. And I said, from now on, I don't care what you do, you sit down with just your set of utensils and you start eating. You do not set that table. He will learn. You are allowing bad behavior because you are being a people pleaser. Stops here. Stops now. So you can learn more about what my coaching programs are, allison-jacobson.com. And so you can find more about me there. So have a great rest of your day. Bye.